I am not Morgan Freeman, and what you see is not real. Well, at least in contemporary terms, it is not. What if I were to tell you that I am not even a human being? Would you believe me? What is your perception of reality? Is it the ability to capture, process, and make sense of the information our senses receive? If you can see, hear, taste, or smell something, does that make it real? Or is it simply the ability to feel? I would like to welcome you to the era of synthetic reality. Now, what do you see?
Well, that is a really incredible opening.
That is. That's powerful. I'm intrigued. So, it's Monday crossover, and we're doing something a little bit new. We've got a newbie in the stew with a new feature. Sepo, walk us through what we just heard.
So, that was AI. It's the... Today's technology is unbelievable.
Advanced.
That was literally a deep fake. So, these guys, Deep Neep, it's trending on YouTube. It's crazy how much, even if you see the video, it's crazy how much that actually sounds like Morgan Freeman.
It does, though. It's so accurate. And like there's a video with it as well, and you can see his face and everything. It's kind of weird and scary.
It's so creepy. Like, where does this end? Is that even ethical? Like,
so that's actually the big fight we've been having. So we've been having, like, I'm in the music industry. I'm a very big name in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
behind and artificial the intelligence.
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. So now, because, right, this is just deepfake, but now you also look at AI music. There's a big argument because, I mean, like David Guetta, for one, he literally had a song where he made it sound like Eminem was actually on the song and he was trending.
Wow.
But now, wait, did David Guetta do that, like,
David,
officially?
He didn't release it because the problem with this AI thing is who owns the music.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, right, to own something, you have to make a significant human contribution to it. And that's the big fight. But now, there's also been a lot of... So the biggest problem is the release of AI music. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, because you also gave us a clip from The Weeknd. So what we're about to play is not The Weeknd. It's just an AI version of what it interprets The Weeknd to sound like, right?
You've been run around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause I knew that I call you up. You've been going round every party in LA.
But this is so real.
It sounds so legit. Because you can essentially put... I heard one where they put Drake on like a pop song. I forgot which song. And it sounded legit.
Yeah,
this sounds so legit. Listen. It sounds like The Weeknd.
No, guys.
No.
Because, okay, so, Tipple, walk us through this. You're our tech guru here. You've said that to have ownership of something or earn royalties or whatever, you need to give a significant human contribution. Yeah, I mean, it's not The Weeknd song or anything, but it's his voice. And surely there's ownership over that. Where's the line? Where's
this going? That's the thing. That's the big argument. That's the big argument. Because now... The AI is evolving faster than the courts can to a company.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest. So that's one of the things. I personally think that The Weeknd does have a claim. I think that this is just wrong. It wasn't him. He had nothing to do with this, but it's his voice that's being used. But I think that, it's tough now. Because, I mean, someone released this on YouTube. They're getting views for this.
Views, yeah. Everything.
They're getting money for this.
I'm even thinking about it even further. Sorry, Thomas, you wanted to say something.
There's so many. I mean, Kanye West, Locked Out of Heaven.
This one's actually pretty bad.
I'm not buying this one.
Yeah, I'm also not buying this one.
I also heard this and I was a bit... The thing is, I wanted to present the full range.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can see that there are some that it's not like fully there yet.
But they'll get there eventually. The tech is wild.
Wow.
I'm already getting crazy ideas. I'm not even a recording artist. But if I personally think I'm a
No one wants
singer.
To hear your voice.
Personally, I think I've got some vocal pipes. But say I didn't, I would literally get in studio, choose whatever like vocal, what AI is available, like the best vocalist ever in the world.
Of course.
And literally like give her my lyrics and then put it on Apple Music and I'm banking.
That's the thing, you know, I'm actually working on an album right now. I've got Kendrick.
Ready.
I'm featuring Kendrick, but I'm also featuring Michael Jackson on track 7.
You can feature Michael Jackson.
And Frank Sinatra as well. But I've also got Kanye West on track 12, guys.
I would listen to that.
Yeah, keep an eye out, guys.
I would. I love that you're completely ahead of it.
Yeah.
That's Tepo with his tech feature on the Monday crossover. I'm excited to know what else you're going to teach us over the next couple of weeks.
Well, keep in tune and you'll see. I saw